How to overcome temptation. The heart must be renewed by divine grace. He who attempts to build up a virtuous character independent of the grace of Christ is building his house upon shifting sand. In the fierce storms of temptation, it will surely be overthrown. David's prayer should be the petition of every soul: create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Yet we have a work to do to resist temptation. Those who would not fall prey to Satan's devices must guard well the avenues of the soul, avoid reading, seeing, or hearing that which will suggest impure thoughts. This will require earnest prayer and unceasing watchfulness. The abiding influence of the Holy Spirit will attract the mind upward to dwell on pure and holy things. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. Thy word, says the psalmist, have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. Israel's sin at Beth-peor brought the judgments of God upon the nation. The same sins may not now be punished as speedily, but nature has affixed terrible penalties which, sooner or later, will be inflicted upon every transgressor. These sins more than any other have caused the fearful degeneracy of our race, and the weight of disease and misery with which the world is cursed. Men may succeed in concealing their transgression from their fellow men, but they will reap the result in suffering, disease, or death. And beyond this life stands the judgment. They which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God, but with Satan and evil angels shall have their part in that lake of fire which is the second death.